Money brings happiness, you know.
Yeah, it does. But I know a section of their fans are still not feeling, you know, they are used to success.
Yeah. And
so you guys should just fire about it.
I think Chelsea have the biggest fan base, yeah.
Too much. Yeah, I think I think they are number one in terms of like the numbers.
Are they over here?
Yes, Man U fans, go to viewing centers. Go and see them.
Yeah.
You want to beef Chelsea at the viewing center. Oh, you yourself.
But Chelsea drew their game yesterday, one goal apiece against West Ham. That was an exciting game, especially the first goal.
Good game.
Enzo Fernandez, I was impressed with what I saw.
Yeah.
I've thought like he needs to play a bit higher up the pitch because in his first game, he was played in the number six role.
Yeah.
And this time he was paired with Loftus-Cheek and we saw a bit of freedom. He's a player that has proved that he has that final touch, that final pass, and that little bit of extra quality that Chelsea have lacked.
Decisive at both ends of the pitch. Chelsea have a lot of exciting players, especially up top. They have Mikhailo Modric, even though he hasn't.
Bro, Modric is breaking my heart on FPL.
I think why would you go for a player that only has 7 goals?
Bro, I wanted to.
Why?
I wanted to be on the ship earlier before people, because that's how you win on FPL. You need to think outside the box sometimes. Do what people haven't done.
How much does he cost on FPL?
I think about 7 million. Yeah.
That's too much, man.
It is
for a couple of YouTube videos. Okay, a couple of you guys will think me because I'm an Arsenal fan.
Yes, you are.
Okay, maybe a little. But come on. It's too much. Before Gabriel Martinelli is like 6.4 or 6.5 million on FPL. Yeah. Maybe they calm down now.
Well, they bought Modric for a lot of money though, so maybe that's
100 million. No more. It's not easy.
We've been talking for a while, So yes, people, welcome back to Ball Game Times. My name is Mubarak, and I'm right here with my guy, Abdulaziz.
Yo.
What's going on, brother?
Good, my G.
It's been a good weekend. What have you been up to over the week?
Watching football, man. Like every weekend should be. Watch football.
Yeah.
I think the early kickoff. I know when the weekend starts, and you know that you'll be watching football, like there's this excitement that comes with it. So the early kickoff lived up to the billing. Very exciting match, end to end. So my weekend has been good so far.
For me, Liverpool isn't playing this weekend, so we're playing on Monday night.
I hate Monday fixtures, man.
I hate it.
Cancel that thing, I beg. Why?
Bro, especially a derby, bro. Like,
yeah, it takes
playing against these guys, everything.
It takes some color off it when you have to play like a big game on Monday when everybody has played their matches.
United were specialists of Monday night fixtures under Fergie. Like,
and he used to favor them.
I don't think I ever saw United lose the Monday night fixture under Sir Alex Ferguson.
Come on, they were juggernauts at that time, man. They won almost.
I think
they won
Monday night fixture. I watched United. You guys, let me know if I'm wrong. Every Monday night fixture under Sir Alex Ferguson, I think United won all those games.
Senior man, girls.
Very good goal yesterday, man.
Yeah.
I've been talking about why he has not left Leicester City up until this point. Because when he was making that move from City, I can't lie, I felt like, this is where he's going to discover himself.
Yeah.
Since Vardy was hitting that age where it looked like he was starting to get out of the picture a bit. But,
I don't think Ian Acho is your typical number nine.
Mm.
You feel me?
Very, very different from Vardy.
I'm telling you, Ian Acho, if he still plays for Man City, Pep would play him.
Yeah.
Because he's that good. He can be technical. He knows how to hold off a pass. He knows when to release the ball. It's just the inconsistency.
And I think he gets in his head a lot of the time. Like, at the World Cup, for instance, that was the last World Cup we were at.
2018.
Yeah. He had a very good chance against Argentina.
Yeah.
But he got in his head. Like, he was overthinking it. He was trying to put it in the corner. And in the end, he does that.
He has a wonderful left foot. Like a sweet left foot. Like when he eats the ball, he strikes it very well. But you know, sometimes he lacks the patience. You know,
exactly.
That patience when you are like in front of that can also be one of his biggest qualities. Because when he releases other players that plays off him, like if you watch the match yesterday, he released
Madison
for a goal. He released at the perfect time.
That was a very good goal.
Yeah, the goal they cancelled too before Harvey Barnes.
Yeah.
He deleted the player. I was like, wow. He left the player on the floor. So Ilie Nacho, big ups, man.
Yeah, big up Kelechi Iheanacho, doing Nigeria proud. A lot of Nigerian strikers have been doing well across Europe this season.
Yeah.
Shout out Victor Osimhen, shout out Ademola Lookman. Shout out Chuba Akpom doing his thing in the championship as well.
Yeah, good
every
one.
Other Nigerian that I've not mentioned. Let's move on to Arsenal. It looks like the title race has been blown wide open. I think City just might catch you guys.
Arsenal will beat City on Wednesday. I'm saying it now. If you're watching this,
who would be at home?
Arsenal will be at home. To be at the Emirates. I'm telling everybody watching this right now, Arsenal will beat City on Wednesday. I don't care if it's by a long goal, by a deflected shot. Maybe somebody puts the ball into the goal. It's that Arsenal is winning that match.
But first off, you guys need to figure out how to contain Riyad Mahrez, because I think that guy is in the form of his life. There's been a problem with De Bruyne, and I think that has affected Haaland's form a bit in the past few games, because that connection with between De Bruyne,
you know, he was benched
Haaland
for the last game. Yeah,
yeah,
against Spurs, he was benched.
I think he's out of form or something. Hopefully, or maybe he's not training.
No, I just
well.
Think. He's just Pep, you know, sometimes he sleeps and he wakes up and he's like, no, I have to do this. I have to.
Pep has a terrible accent, bro.
Yeah, but I love it. There's a way he does this more than you believe. He scratches his beard like this.
Yeah.
I love it when he does it. But Pep, hopefully, he wakes up against Arsenal and he overthinks. Like people say.
He does that a lot of times.
Yeah. Let's say he plays Rico Lewis as a left winger or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he does something like that. We take advantage of it. But I think to be realistic, the thing is slipping out of Arsenal's hands. But there's no need to panic here.
Yeah, enough of the banter though. Like, to be very honest,
yes.
If I was an Arsenal fan, I don't think I would be very worried about this run of results, because I feel like has come at the right time, because even your rivals are not even in the greatest of forms now. So
mind you, the other day was supposed to like take advantage of the fact
exactly,
that they were playing
and they
an
didn't,
extra game.
They didn't. So like, I don't think
that's Arsenal how the Premier League is. I don't think there's a particular game you can beat your chest and say, "Oh, these people, Man City will beat them,"
exactly.
Or you say Arsenal or Liverpool will flog these people. We've seen somebody said this is the hardest Premier League season ever. I saw it on Twitter. Somebody that is like 20th on a particular match day fixture can beat the person in first position, not just beat that person, you know, beat the team comfortably. Arsenal Everton, from the first half, I knew Arsenal wasn't going to win that match because Everton came all guns blazing, like it was crazy. The stadium was jumping. I don't know, some people call it the Sean Dyche effect.
Your attack is in trouble. Sean Dyche in the roof.
Arambo.
Your attack was nowhere to be found.
Yeah,
that
nullified.
Day,
the goal that they scored, it was like a poetic justice type of goal. Because
Burnley, throwback.
Yes,
Burnley.
Now he crossed the whip in the corner to
and
the far
I heard
post.
His first goal in his second stint, because he had two stints at Burnley.
There was a time he left that Eddie Howe came in.
Yeah, when he came back, the first goal was scored from that same combination.
McNeil
corner, Tarkowski header, bang into the net. How many points have you guys got right now?
51,
yeah?
Yeah,
51, around that. That's the same number of points averagely Liverpool and City would have had at this point.
I think the best
season,
best
the
total points tally at this stage of the season was by Liverpool. I think it was 56 or 57, I'm not sure yet. But it was within that range. So this is, people are just saying it to discredit, you know, it's banter. It's fine. If you can't take banter, they don't give it. That's number one rule of banter.
Exactly.
So hopefully Arsenal would recover and bounce back. But if they don't, you guys can.
So you guys let us know in the comments. Do you think Arsenal can withstand the challenge of City? City is 6 points behind them at the time we are recording this video. But
I'm asking you now. We can't.
If they beat Aston Villa later today, Sunday, then they cut it to 3 points. And then when they play against Arsenal at the Emirates during the week, if they can't get a result there, then maybe.
I'm telling you right now that hopefully somebody in the Arsenal camp would have called Unai Emery.
They couldn't do it under Gerrard.
They would.
They would.
Gerrard almost gave you guys the league, man. He tried his best.
I hate remembering that game, man.
He tried his best. What do you want him to do?
It felt like it was happening, and I felt like a balloon that was busted. Only that I wasn't busted. I didn't allow myself to get busted.
I remember.
Bro, that was
Mo Salah.
Mo Salah
scoring that goal, and he thought he had won Liverpool.
Bro, don't flash me back.
Oh, more.
After this game, there were other games as well yesterday. 7 fixtures on Saturday. Southampton won, Wolves 2. That was a bit of a surprising result, considering. Yeah. But Wolves defeated Liverpool in the FA Cup, so maybe not too much of a surprise.
So
but
the thing, it's a surprise. It's a surprise because if you watch the game, Wolves got red. They got a red card in the game.
And the guy from Gabon, the brother Lemina.
Yeah, he was red carded.
Yeah.
And they still came from behind, equalized, and won the game.
And won the game,
so it was crazy, man. And they dominated possession.
That's mad.
Southampton.
Because Wolves usually don't dominate football games. They they control the game, but they like to defend. They like to be very hard.
Play on the counter,
I can't remember his name.
Bruno Lage.
No, Bruno Lage.
Oh, Nuno Espirito Santo.
Nuno Espirito Santo. That's the best name in football, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, Southampton sacked their manager a few minutes ago.
Few minutes ago,
you told me about that, and I was
Nathan Jones. I we all saw it coming, didn't you? You didn't feel it would get sacked.
Yeah, maybe I have a bit of a soft spot for him because he assigned two Nigerian players, even though he keeps putting them on the bench. Joe Aribo is sitting pretty on the bench.
Paul Onuachu, he started Paul yesterday.
Paul started, but he got substituted.
Yeah, most of his experience was in the Championship with Luton and Stoke or something. So why would you bring? Give it
but
job
do you
to
think
to...
how would this affect Paul Onuachu? Because he's a new player in the squad. He was signed by this manager who had that belief in him, and now he's getting sacked. Do you think that might affect his progression at Southampton a bit?
It could swing both ways. I think if he uses it positively, and it depends on the type of manager they bring in. If they bring in a manager that believes in him, that's maybe watches like maybe all his previous matches and be like, oh my, this guy, I feel you now for this kind of guy.
I think that guy should be playing basketball though.
And the thing is, there's something about Paul. He doesn't do anything like exceptionally, but he's always at the right place at the right time.
That's talent too, to be on the right.
So many people were mocking his.
I love Bentner, man.
Bentner is.
People like to banter him, but Bentner is like, he was so good at being in the right spot at the right time.
That was one of the things Wenger said when people were like saying, throwing sticks at him, that like, yo, this guy is always missing chances. Wenger was like, you should be thankful he's in those places.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
Yeah, so hopefully for Joe Aribo and Paul Onuachu, the new manager that comes in, he brings them into the team, and hopefully they get out of relegation.
Bro, like, let me just quickly say this. Yeah, like, I've been seeing a bit of similarity between Joe Aribo and Michael Olise for Crystal Palace. Like, I feel like they're kind of similar in the way they play. Their profile is very similar.
Yeah, I think so too. And they even, I think they kind of look alike.
Do they?
No, Olise is just fair. Like, in skin tone.
Light skin, nigga.
Yeah.
Nah, brother. Can't use that word here. So, yeah, but I can't say nigga because I'm black now,
you get the gay pass. So it should be hopefully it's a positive thing for the Nigerian players there. So the new manager hopefully brings them into the team and they start winning. We don't like it when we see our Nigerian brothers get relegated.
Yeah.
It's not a good sign.
Yeah, moving on to Sunday fixtures. Leeds United take on Man United. City take on Villa, as we said before. Good evening, Ubi. In town right there in Manchester, trying to steal some points for Arsenal, make sure Arsenal continue with their advantage over City. But how do you see this one swinging, bro?
I think, like I said before, if anybody has Unai, still has Unai Emery's number in the Arsenal camp, please call him, give him a sweet deal, tell him so and sweet talking, let him keep City from winning. That's it.
But do you think Arsenal will have got what it takes to beat City though? Because
I think they can. It's just Emery sets his team up very well.
Yeah,
everybody knows that. He does that. And I think ever since he has come in, you can see the difference between before and after.
Mm.
While Gerrard was there, they were very open like to attacks and things. But now they are more compact. They play their positions very well. Leon Bailey is playing very well.
Yeah, I was going to mention Leon Bailey.
Yeah. Did you watch the match where he missed like the last minute chance?
No, I didn't.
The guy was in tears. Yeah,
he missing a chance.
Yeah, he missed it like on the
90th. I want to have that player on my team, bro.
95th minute.
I'm crying about having Nunez and then their man there just losing chances and acting like it's nothing.
I wish people could like go and search for that clip. He missed the chance in the 95th minute.
No, I have to
and his players like went to bring him up, he was in tears. He was covering his face. That armor. I like players like that. It shows you he wants to play for the team. He wants the team to win, and he sets like a high standard for himself.
Yo, so, big up Leon Bailey, man.
Yeah.
From Jamaica, so that's a brother there. I hope he scores against City tomorrow.
I mean,
let's move on to the fixture on Monday night. Monday night fixture has the Merseyside derby. Liverpool take on Everton. Sean Dyche against Jurgen Klopp. Sean Dyche has said he doesn't have any sympathy whatsoever for Jurgen Klopp. This game is going to be played at Anfield. Everton got their first victory against Liverpool at Anfield a couple of seasons back during the COVID times. Yeah, when Liverpool got that crazy run of 5 games losing streak in the Premier League. But this is a new era. Sean Dyche seems to have brought life back into a very lifeless Everton side under Frank Lampard, who were struggling for their lives. But Sean Dyche has come in, steadied the ship. It's a bit old school, but it's effective. He has everyone, like, he's playing with a typical winger. McNeil is playing as a left winger. The right winger at the right. There's no inverted winger nonsense here. Like,
he has moved. He has even moved Iwobi away from the midfield. He played him on the wing last time out. So
how do you think that would affect Iwobi's game though? Because I felt like he was doing pretty well.
I think he would need to. He would just adapt. What Sean Dyche needs from his wingers, I think Iwobi can do it. He needs wingers that can help with defense and that can put in crosses in anytime they have the chance. So he likes wingers. I think Iwobi can do it. So he would do well, but
that midfield is so compact.
So I think that's most powerful.
Big boys, beast, Onana. Ghana Gray, that's a very solid midfield.
Those guys, they ran for 90 minutes.
Especially Onana, bro. That guy is a train.
Bro.
He's so comfortable with the ball at his feet and he's so strong at the same time.
And the long legs, he uses it effectively. When he wants to take the ball off you, he just swings and, you know, the way Wan-Bissaka does it, a spider, and he takes it off you and he doesn't get tired. Big ups to Sean Dyche for unlocking that midfield again.
Do you think for Arsenal though, because it looks like Arsenal are looking for a particular profile midfielder, and you guys have been struggling to get in the brother from Ecuador.
Moises Caicedo,
He has not Arsenal have not been able to convince Brighton to sell to them. But do you think a very good alternative could be Onana? Because for me, Onana is more solid in terms of his defensive aspect. Caicedo is a bit more explosive in terms of what he can do on the ball, but Onana is a beast, bro. Like, if you have him in your midfield, just know everything about the defensive
midfield. I think both players they have different profiles. I think Caicedo is more defensive. His strong points are...
Is he more defensive?
Yeah. If you check the most numbers of tackles and interceptions, I think Caicedo tops
it. No, bro, I'm not talking about the stats now. I'm talking about just the eye test, because that game against Arsenal was...
Yeah. If you really watch Caicedo, you know that he's the closest player to Kante in the Premier League.
Mm.
Like, the way Kante snaps up the ball, like, quickly releases and goes on a run. Onana is slightly different. Onana is... he can do more things all around. He can hold on to the ball, he can beat his man, he can win tackles.
He's more powerful.
Yeah, he's more powerful. So there are two different profiles. I think Onana can play for any team in the world. He has the profile to play for any team in the world. Like I said, he might be a little bit limited in that aspect.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the Europa League and the Champions League fixtures coming up this week.
Valentine's. What's Valentine's? Champions League, baby. So Champions League is going to be back.
You guys let us know in the comments, what are you doing on Valentine's Day?
I've never heard that word before, Valentine's. In case you are wondering what Valentine's, maybe you should use Google, because I can't give you an explanation for what it is. I don't know what it is, but I know what the UEFA Champions League is. UEFA Champions League is the best football competition in the world.
Yeah. And is it better than the World Cup?
Club football. The World Cup is still the Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
So UEFA Champions League. I think one of the fixtures we're going to be having in Champions League on Tuesday, the biggest of them all, Bayern versus PSG.
Is that the biggest?
Yeah.
How about Liverpool against Real Madrid?
In terms of pedigree, I think Liverpool Madrid edges it. But in terms of like the one that has, like, is more balanced right now, it is PSG versus Bayern. You know, both teams have like one of like best squads in Europe.
Do you
right
think
now.
Do you think the Champions League could be won by one of them?
Yes, I think they are part of like the 4-5 favorites to win the competition.
I think PSG are so. I don't even have the adjectives to describe PSG right now. They have Mbappe, Messi, Neymar. Sometimes I still wonder how they're still unable to get these players together to win the Champions League. They even have Sergio Ramos in defense now. And they have a very exciting young kid who I think is a very, very good striker. Ekitike. Yeah. Sorry if I didn't pronounce that correctly. Yeah. But I've heard that Messi doesn't like him, and I'm like,
no, I don't think so. I don't think so. Because I've seen him play with Messi.
I've heard, like, this is like for real. Messi doesn't like
Why do
you? Bro, I don't know, man. I don't know. Messi is what again? He's Argentine, yeah?
Yeah.
And what ethnicity is Ekitike? So I'm so comfortable, but I'm not saying anything, yeah? I'm not even saying anything. Your goats could just be
I think PSG should do well enough to win the match because I just feel Messi, Neymar, Mbappe, the magic might be too much for Bayern to handle. And Bayern, on their day, Bayern can beat anybody in the world.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, they did it in the group. They see how they destroyed Barcelona, Oman away. They are the reason Barca are not in Champions League because of how they destroyed them, Oman away. You know?
But Bayern have struggled a bit in the Bundesliga this season. That's why the addition of Mane. They failed to replace Lewandowski, even though Mane played like a central forward for Liverpool towards the end of his career, he's not a typical center forward.
Yeah, and he would even be missing for this game. He's not 100% fit yet, so they have some injury crisis. Not
but
so
I think
much.
They'll be alright.
Yeah, they would always be alright. They will still win the German League and Union Berlin. Wow,
what a season they're having!
Wow,
I don't really watch the Bundesliga, but like. I know Union are having a good season.
Union,
that's where Awoni came from, yeah.
Yeah, I think their highest ever, like in terms of, I think they don't have an owner. I think they are owned.
Community.
Just like
Barcelona and Real.
Yeah, this one is even streamlined to like 45,000 people. Yeah.
Wow.
That are part of the owners or their owners strictly by them.
Mm.
So that's amazing for a club that small to be running. Bayern Munich ragged in the title race. It's impressive. So shout out to Union Berlin.
Yeah, aside PSG and Bayern, Milan and Tottenham, yeah?
Yeah.
They are gonna play against each other. How do you see that one going, bro?
Wow.
Milan have been so out of form this season in Serie A. It's not looking proper.
Tottenham too.
I think it's a very, very good match.
Yeah, that's what I'm like thinking of. Tottenham they've not been doing very well today. They've been up and down.
Yeah.
So I think Tottenham would edge it because because they have Harry Kane.
Yeah, and I think Conte has one crazy record against AC Milan. I'm not very sure what it is, but
another thing is Conte. He knows Milan very well.
Yeah,
and if you really check the stats historically, Italian teams always struggle against English teams.
Yeah,
so it's. I think I'll give it to Spurs this time, even though I need to say that an Arsenal fan, but made him come up for that. Round. They'll meet PSG or Bayern next or somebody that would kick their butts.
Yeah, on Wednesday, Club Brugge take on Benfica, Chelsea take on Borussia Dortmund, first leg in Germany. That's going to be very, very difficult. And after this week, then on Tuesday after this week, Liverpool will take on Real Madrid, and Frankfurt will take on Napoli and Victor Osimhen, who are doing very, very well in Serie A right now. I think they're going to win Serie A. And I think they have a very, very good outside chance to win the Champions League this season. I would love for that to happen.
I would
to have his arms around the Champions
I would League. Love that too. I would love it. You know, when once you get to some to the later stages and you start meeting the Real Madrid and the Bayern Munich, character really comes to play, not form. Like how you can hold yourself in those type of situations. The Bayern Munich and the Madrids and the likes, they are used to, even Chelsea, it will get to a stage whereby the players know that this is the Champions League. That's where pedigree comes.
Yeah.
That's where these players know that we are Chelsea, we are Madrid. So that's
talking about pedigree now. Liverpool are going to take on Real Madrid. Chelsea are going to take on
Dortmund.
They're having very difficult seasons domestically, but could this be a way for them to revive their season? Do you think Liverpool has any chance against Real Madrid?
I think Real Madrid winning
World Cups, winning trophies.
See, when it comes to the Champions League, once it comes to the Champions League, sometimes your league form doesn't matter. It is how you prepare yourself for that particular
game. But who has the better chance, to Liverpool or Chelsea?
I think Chelsea has a better chance to... You mean go to the next round?
Yeah.
I think Chelsea has... Obviously, Chelsea has a better chance against Dortmund than Liverpool have.
Against Real Madrid, yeah.
Liverpool are not really in the best of forms. But if you really dip it, Madrid are not in the best of forms.
They have the adrenaline still running through their veins from winning the Club World Cup last night.
Yeah, so that's where Liverpool will have to do well against Everton. Like, they need to really beat Everton convincingly. So they will take that confidence into the next game, then the Real Madrid.
For Liverpool, though, we have, I say we now because I'm a Liverpool fan, we have Diogo Jota back from injury.
Yeah.
I've seen Virgil van Dijk on the grass as well.
Yeah.
Roberto Firmino as well. He looks excited. Luis Diaz looks like he'll be back for the second leg against Real Madrid.
Yeah.
But man, like, it's been a very difficult season this season. I can't lie. Like, I can't believe what my eyes are saying.
Come on, Liverpool. It happens. You guys have 30 or 29 points.
Bro, I don't even look at the table anymore.
Come on, it's sad. It's sad. But I love it, kind of. As a rival fan, I'm supposed to. Like, this is an opportunity to twist the knife. Yeah.
To be honest, yeah. I'm no stranger to my team struggling. Like, I find it very boring for people that support like Real Madrid or teams that always
true.
I can relate with struggle, bro. Like, it makes it better when we struggle for a while and then we come over it and then we are winning again. I really enjoy the process of having that. That's why I admire Arsenal a lot. Some people have been in my DMs like, are you an Arsenal fan now? Why are you all over Arsenal? Blah, blah, blah. But like, no, man, I respect the hustle. That's not been through hell to get to where they are right now.
Yeah,
so, like,
yeah. I feel you. That's one of the reasons we're talking before. Like, Chelsea fans, they are not used to going through a process of them rebuilding. That's why I think the pressure will get to their new owner and he's going to sack Potter. I think so. Because these people are not used to going through a process building a young team. So I'm surprised they are buying young players. It's a very good model, but it takes time. It might take 2-3 years before like you start seeing changes and developments. But hopefully, let's see how it goes. I don't pray for Graham Potter to lose his job. But if you look at the precedent of how they've treated their former managers, once you're not winning, you're not performing.
But it's a different management now, though. So.
Oh, different man. He sacked Tuchel under how many weeks?
True. That's still true. It's like in the DNA.
After like 2-3 months, the season started, he sacked him.
Mm.
I don't think they will be in this situation with Thomas Tuchel. I think they will be better than this.
Yes, for sure. All these signings as well.
Yeah. Tuchel is one of the best tacticians in the game, but let's see how it goes.
Quickly, before we go to the last two fixtures in the Champions League, I've heard over the week Real Madrid are monitoring the progress of Xabi Alonso. Borussia Mönchengladbach back. They want him to become their next manager after Carlo Ancelotti, who obviously has
Leverkusen.
Been a veteran in the game. Is it Leverkusen?
Yeah, it's Leverkusen.
Leverkusen. Like, I think he would be a good fit for Liverpool as well if Klopp decides to take a walk, or it looks like Liverpool are not going to sack Jurgen Klopp, no matter what happens.
Yeah.
But if Klopp decides to take a walk, I would love to have Xabi Alonso, because when I was growing up, there's people that still call me Alonso today because I had a number 14.
Number 14.
Jesse, Alonso, Red, like, people used to call me Alonso. And at that point, I used to practice long shots. And, you know, Alonso was very good with
They don't make players like that anymore, man.
Bro, wow. Like, apart from his playing career, he has started very, very well as a manager as well. But where do you think he would have the better impact? Is it at Liverpool or Real Madrid?
Based on what an article I read about his preferred style of play,
yeah,
I think he would fit in mostly at a team like Liverpool, because he likes spreading the pitch.
Yeah.
Like, he likes it when his wingers hug the touchline, when they are trying to beat their man. They play fast-paced football. Mm-hmm. He likes it. But I think he would also do well at Real Madrid, because Real Madrid, to currently...
Vinicius.
Yeah, they have Vinicius, they have Rodrigo. Mm-hmm. They have players that can play that type of football. So, anyway, he decides to go, best of luck to him. And he's not... I think he should wait for a while. He should still stay for a season or more at Bayer Leverkusen for him to really, 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 like, get better at the style he wants to play. So... big ups to him.
Yeah, so RB Leipzig take on Manchester City. I think this is going to be the upset. I might be wrong, but this is what I think. I think RB Leipzig over two legs would knock City out of the Champions League.
Nah.
You don't think that's going to happen?
Nah. City are very good at beating teams like this.
But RB Leipzig did knock City out, or they beat City. I think they were in the same group.
They were in the same group.
And they beat City. I think that away, if I'm not mistaken.
No, that game.
With Timo Werner in that game. Point. He's back.
I think they played each other. They played each other in the was it last season? Where Nkunku scored a hat trick.
Bro, I can't remember.
I think it was last season in the group stage.
Yeah.
Nkunku scored a hat trick.
Yeah, against City.
Yeah. So it will be very open, a game that would have plenty chances and plenty goals. But you know, when games are that open, City, they rip people into shreds.
Mm.
So I'm backing a City win here by more than two goals there.
Last but not least, two former champions, Inter Milan against Porto. This is going to be very, very interesting. But I think Inter just might have to.
Yeah, I think Inter will edge it.
So let's talk about the Europa League quickly. There will be some fixtures on Thursday. RB Leipzig will take on AS Roma with Jose Mourinho right there. Barcelona against Man United, for me, that's the most exciting is the most exciting fixture in this round.
Yeah.
I'm sure it
is agrees with me as well. Yeah, it is. Like, I can't wait. I would love to see that match. I would love to see how...
I think it's a very good matchup.
Yeah, I would love to see how Erik ten Hag would set up his team. You know, this is where we want to see where Man U will be in the next 2, 3, 4 years, because these are the games. Even if they lose, but if they perform well, they show that we are Manchester United.
But bro, like, you're talking about Barcelona as if they're some elite team. Like, for me, Barcelona are not even elite anymore. Because in the first place, what are they even doing in the Europa League?
See,
same with Man United, but I think Man United are back on their trajectory. I think the quality of La Liga has dropped massively, and that's why Barcelona are tops right now, because Real Madrid hasn't been themselves. They've been very good in the Champions League. Like, they can really, really switch it up when it comes to playing Champions League football. But in the league, it's not been the same. Real Madrid have been struggling, and that's why Barcelona are top right now, because I don't think they are really at that point where they want to be yet. That's why I think with the growth I've seen under Erik ten Hag, with all these former scenes from Rashford doing the celebration, like Sancho back, Fernandes being Fernandes, I think United are a very exciting project right now.
I think United should
take care of business against Barcelona.
I think they would give it their best. They would try, but I don't see them winning it. I'm so sorry to all my Manchester United fans. I think Barcelona will just have too much for them.
Hmm.
Because, you know, I don't think Dembele will be fit for the match.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah. I think the match would, it can swing both ways, but I just give it to Barcelona based on their current form. Man United too are doing well.
Yeah.
But Barcelona has only, they've considered only 7 goals in the league this season. That's staggering. That's very impressive. And they fell short in the Champions League, maybe because they have many young players.
I think Lewandowski is suspect. Like, in big games, he doesn't turn up.
No.
Last time I saw Lewandowski turn up,
no,
really turn up in a big game.
No, Mubarak, no.
It was when he was playing at Borussia Dortmund, in that game where he scored, was it 4 goals against
Madrid? Yeah.
At the World Cup, he completely capitulated, like it wasn't Lewandowski. And I think if he had made that move to the Premier League, he'd have flopped.
No.
Because his skill set.
But do you know he's currently the highest goal scorer in the La Liga?
Bro, I told you the level of La Liga has dropped massively. So,
what do you want him to do? You want him to do it against?
What I want him to do?
Yeah.
I want him to knock Man United out of the Europa League.
I'm saying it right now. Lewandowski
would Barcelona to win the Europa League. I don't think he's going to do it. If he does it, then I'll remove my cap and doff it for him.
I think I'm saying it right now. Yeah. I think Lewandowski will score against Man United. I think these are the games.
Yes, he could, but I don't think he would lead them to a victory against United. I don't think they would qualify.
Okay,
I might be wrong, but to be honest, I genuinely don't think that I feel Man United over two legs.
I feel these are the games Lewandowski lives for. These are the type of games he lives for. He literally comes alive in these type of games. So,
and I'm telling you, yeah, that Rashford would brush him aside, especially with the form Rashford has been after the World Cup. There's no player in the top five leagues in Europe who is in better form than Rashford at this point.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying generally their whole career, at this very moment.
Currently,
Lewandowski on one side, Rashford on one side, bro, every day of the week, I'm going Rashford.
Okay. Currently, yeah, I would say Rashford is hot. Like, you can't touch him. It's hot. But I still think this particular game, Lewandowski would do better. He would score maybe one or two goals. Rashford too might get it, but Lewandowski's goals would push them. That would be like the final thing they need in this match, because if you take them to the next day, I'm almost certain. My United fans, and I will come for you. No,
so, guys, that is Aziz disagreeing with me. You think Barcelona will get the result over Man United? Let us know in the comments below. This episode will be out before this game. Let us know, who do you think would get the better of one another? Is it Man United or Barcelona in the Europa League? So, moving on, let's talk about this game. We're not looking at all the Europa League fixtures. We are just picking out the most exciting ones for us. Yeah,
you know, so, you also know that some people like got a bypass to the next round. People that came first, like Arsenal and I can't remember the other teams, but they got a bypass from winning their groups. So the likes of Manchester United, they are playing Barcelona that came from the Champions League.
Yeah.
So whoever wins will now go and join the people that came first. So that's how it is. That's the new rule.
So Juventus take on Nantes. I'm talking about this one because there's a Nigerian who plays for Nantes. His name is Moses Daddy Simon. That's the funniest name in football, bro. But like, I think that's his nickname. Bro, I don't know, because it's on his initials. If you check his Wikipedia, he has Daddy on it. So.
Who calls their child that?
Bro, Nigerians name their child Monday,
Tuesday,
Blessing,
Friday, Sunday, Saturday.
I've heard, but I haven't seen anyone whose name is Saturday.
I've met
Saturday.
Yeah. I think it's mostly synonymous with so people funny. From the South.
Yeah. They call somebody Saturday.
Yes, no.
What's significant about Saturdays though? Like,
why would I don't you know. Maybe the person, maybe the person's dad loved watching the Premier League on Saturdays or something. I don't know.
But Friday I can understand, especially for Muslims, yeah. Because that's what Danjuma means. If you don't know, if you're watching this, Danjuma, the guy that plays for Spurs right now, he's actually Nigerian, his heritage, but he plays for the Dutch national team. But Danjuma,
from northern part of Nigeria.
Yeah, Danjuma in Hausa means child born on Friday. Like, literally translates to Friday child or Friday son. And that's why Friday makes sense. And Yoruba people would say Jimo, and Jimo in Yoruba is
Friday.
Yeah. So it makes sense. Most times it's Muslim, and Sunday would make sense for a Christian as well.
Yeah.
But like Saturday.
But I think if
Tuesday. Monday, weekday.
If you go to places like Zimbabwe, Zambia, they have like names too that would leave your jaws on the floor. You have names like Fashion.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You see
before.
Names like Testimony,
McFish, South Africa.
Yeah, you hear names like Confidence.
Yeah, Confidence. Nigerians bear Confidence.
Yeah, bro. Mostly people from the South too. Like
Confidence. Destiny.
Yeah.
Americans bear Destiny. Nasty's daughter is Destiny Jones.
So. Yeah. So it's
crazy. Yeah, but what's the funniest name you've heard in football? Since we are talking about names now.
Okay, the funniest name I've heard in football, yeah?
Yeah.
I think the one that comes to mind easily is Drinkwater. Because I don't know. I don't know why. It is very unique. And there's one I grew up seeing, like back when I used to play PlayStation 1, Venegor of Essling.
Yeah,
like I was fascinated by that name. He was a Dutch player that played for Celtic and
I think Hull City as well.
Yeah, Venegor of Essling.
Bro, like, the funniest one for me was Broadfoot. Like, why is your name Broadfoot?
Is it the former Sheffield United
player? I can't remember what team he played. I think he played for Rangers or Stoke. Then Dean Whitehead also played for Stoke. Whitehead. Yeah. Why is your name Whitehead? Yeah. Your head is not white. You have black hair. Like, why is your name Whitehead?
How about Fish of
Fish, South Africa?
Yeah.
I didn't watch Fish, but I heard about him.
Yeah, there's also okay, we've mentioned Drinkwater.
Yeah.
Rice. Declan Rice.
Declan Basmati Rice, bro. Like
Rice.
Why is your name?
That's his sweet name though.
Yeah,
Rice. Like if I was his friend and if anytime I call his name,
I call him Basmati or Jollof.
There was a video, yeah.
He actually loves Jollof.
Yeah, he said when he was at Chelsea's academy that Eddie Nketiah's mom,
yeah,
she's Ghanaian, yeah, obviously. So she used to bring Jollof rice for all of them. Like I think they were in the under 16s or under 14s or something.
For Chelsea, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. In case you don't know, Eddie Nketiah too was in Chelsea academy before he came to Arsenal, and so was Declan Rice.
Mm.
So he said his mom used to bring Jollof rice, and he loved it. Like all of them loved it. Like she would bring you plenty plates. All of them could just be packed. Everybody imagine, like I'm trying to imagine Declan Rice
eating Jollof rice.
That
would be a good sight to behold.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Anyway, bro, before we go, let's talk about City getting in trouble. They've been under a lot of hot fire right now. It looks like they are going to be stripped of points. We don't exactly know what's going to happen, if it's going to be a point deduction, which would favor Arsenal, or they are going to be stripped of titles they've won in the past, which people like Liverpool fans and Man United fans would be happy about. Imagine City getting stripped of that title they won in 2013. The Aguero, that could be crazy.
That would be like, sad, man.
That would be sad for football.
I don't think I want to win a league like that, to be honest. I don't want to be champions when they deduct points from.
But bro, like you'd be very surprised. Football fans are very petty. Like,
yeah, but the thing is, I don't know, maybe because of the part of the world we're in, yeah. I don't really get to banter Manchester City that much because I don't know many fans that are from that support City. If it was Liverpool or Chelsea, you know, or Man United, or more, I would only chuck them for their face.
Like, maybe you don't really have faith for City, but bro, like when I see City lose, it gives me joy because it brought me a lot of pain. Like,
yeah, I understand your own pain because how can you have 97 points and not
still not win the league?
That would make
get me like
that would keep me awake for weeks. I would not sleep because how can you have? I don't think it has ever been done in any part of the world. It's not even in England. How can you have that amount of points and you still come second? The season y'all had, was it 97 or so? You guys have had 97 and still not won the league.
Was it 97? Yeah, it was 97 points.
Was it the season they had 100?
We won the league with 96 points. Yeah. So when we did not win the league, I think it was 97 points and they had like 98.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? That's
out. We lost out on
the see I would even understand if they deduct points and you're all happy, I would understand.
Because yeah,
but they shouldn't take that Aguero moment from us now. Things like that.
Bro, they cheated, let the Lord do it.
They want that one on the pitch. It wasn't a match fixing case.
Yeah.
If it was match fixing, you would understand
But bro, it's like their cousins, the offenses they've had, because you do not have you do not make enough money as a football club to sign that player.
Yeah.
But you are finding crude ways to get it done. Like some of the emails have been cracked as well.
I think if they are guilty, they should be punished. But I don't think they should really punish them by taking away titles.
Yeah. We'll wait and see what the
Premier League I think that's too harsh.
And I'm hearing they actually signed Haaland for £180 million. And they told us it was what, 70 million?
Yeah, or 60 something.
Because that was unbelievable for me. Like, how can you sign a player of that?
The Alan deal, I think it's playing out like that Neymar deal. You know that Neymar deal was just settled in court recently.
Yeah.
Because Barcelona paid some money, like back end. I think they gave his father and the father's company 50 million. And, you know, so many money, like transfers that didn't look proper.
Yeah.
And it might have been the same with Alan too. And with his agent, Rino Raiola. Yeah. I don't know.
Rino Raiola. Was it the agent that passed away? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was his agent. And you know, I heard some rumors that some shady deals was going on. Not from Mino though, like from the people walking around. And I'm sure that deal was more than 60 million. I'm not don't quote me.
There's been some emails that were discovered. They were actually discovered by, what is it called now? The guys who hacked into emails. Yeah,
I think this one is a Brazilian. Is a Brazilian or Portuguese hacker?
That's crazy.
Like he infiltrated their emails, and I think for them to have like those charges are like 100 charges. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can they be innocent of all 100?
No, they can't. They can't. I've seen Pep being sulky about it, talking about teams that called them out. Like, if you guys did not commit the offense,
he mentioned my darling Arsenal.
I would understand, but
he mentioned Liverpool too.
He mentioned Liverpool. He did not mention Chelsea because
they're brothers now. Same feather. Yes, he can't mention Chelsea now. Chelsea, in this type of case, Chelsea would not really say much
because they're guilty themselves. I'm not saying you're guilty, but like.
We don't say now this ain't what our group. So this Chelsea will just keep in low. But the other teams, let's the football should be the most important thing. I don't like it when things like this take.
Yeah.
Like when we are supposed to be talking about football. Like football.
We are talking about money,
let's play on the pitch, man.
Liverpool typically is a working class club, yeah. But now there's a lot of football. Money going on in football right now, and I can't lie, I wouldn't mind having the Qatar money. So like, let's stop being hypocritical here.
Can you see?
I wouldn't mind having that Qatar money and Liverpool get to sign a couple.
Imagine.
Look at, it's difficult to compete in this area without having a lot of money, and that's why teams like Liverpool will struggle, because I still attribute this Liverpool bad form to what happened during COVID, because that was the point where Liverpool would have try to buy new players, because it was the point where Mane and Salah were at the top of their game, and the natural thing to do at that point was to start working on how to continue when these guys are out of the team. But we couldn't do it because we weren't making money at that point. Liverpool went through a big loss. Like, they couldn't even give Gini a new contract. They had to sell someone to buy someone. Like, just crazy, man. Just crazy.
Everybody wants the Middle Eastern money now. Mind you, to Manchester United.
Yeah.
I think there's talks of...
been talking about Qatar money.
Yeah, everybody wants that Qatar money.
So let's stop being hypocritical, bro.
Yeah, if money changes everything. Let's not even act all righteous and stuff. Money, and I think Liverpool or Manchester United, either of them, one of them would get that Middle Eastern money. I don't think both of them would, because the Premier League might be wary of like the Middle Eastern.
But that would be so unfair. How are you allowing Manchester United get Qatar money and you're not allowing Liverpool get Qatar money, because you are trying to protect something about
if them. They
then
allow,
don't allow both of them get.
If they allow that means like out of the five or six top clubs in England, three will be owned by the Middle Easterners. Because they have Newcastle already, they have City.
Yeah.
Imagine if they now get Liverpool and Man. And I think there's a rule or a law that you cannot have, a owner cannot have two teams in the same competition. So
no, it's not actually the same owner.
No.
They're just
like,
from
the
same
owners,
country.
Owners of PSG are also interested in buying Manchester United.
Oh.
Do you get me? So if they buy Manchester United, that means PSG and Man will not be able to compete in the Champions League. So it doesn't look like it will happen for Manchester United. It might happen for Liverpool. But I don't know, FSG, do they really want to sell?
They're talking about selling part ownership.
Okay.
There's that option as well. But bro, I want FSG out of my club, bro. I want you guys far away from Liverpool.
I don't understand.
They have that working class energy. It's so old school. It's not working anymore. You guys just leave my club alone. You've done very well. Yes, God bless you. I love you.
Okay.
Please go away, FSG. Okay. John Henry, I don't want to see you near my club. Just allow
us. So you're sounding like you're sounding like a Chelsea fan now, like a typical.
Bro, I'm just tired.
Because FSG, I don't know. In my recent memory now, for the past maybe 18, 20 years I've been watching football. Mm-hmm. This is Liverpool's best period.
It's because we've had very, very bad owners. This was from the times of George Gillette and his brother. I can't remember their name, but at that point it was very bad as well. There was a lot of debt, but
I want you to rate ever since you've been supporting Liverpool.
Yeah.
What period has been the most successful period for you?
Obviously now.
Yes, why do you want them out?
But we can be better, because we can't seem to be able to sustain the kind of success
we've got
in the past few years. Bro, if you can't sustain it, then allow it. Let somebody else take over from you. It's just natural.
I think you are just
being reactionary.
City is putting you guys under a lot of pressure.
Bro, because the pressure is real, man.
Last season, if we didn't have City, Liverpool would have won the league again. There was a time Liverpool were going for the quadruple. If you guys lost the league by 1 or 2 points, if you guys had won the league last year, would you be campaigning for FSG to go out?
But the thing is, we didn't.
Yeah, but
and this season, we've not even been able to reach those same standards. And that's because we have a lot of players who need replacement.
I've
never seen somebody fall from that much grace to grass as much as Fabinho has.
If you really want to dip it, 7-6 months ago, Liverpool were almost winning the quadruple. You guys were in all competitions till May. The FA Cup, Carling Cup, the Premier League. You lost the Premier League at the death. At the 80-something teams when City scored that third goal, Gundogan. The Champions League, you could have won it if not for Thibaut Courtois. That match.
Sure. I don't like talking about could-haves. Like,
I'm telling you, like, there's nothing wrong with FSG. You guys just need to cool down and rebuild.
Bro, I understand how you mean. Yeah, maybe.
I think most Liverpool fans are reactionary, right?
I react sometimes.
Yeah, because
you cannot tell me there's nothing wrong with FSG when we won the league.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at that squad.
Yeah.
To this point, there's been only a few changes, and every other team around us has completely revamped their squad, and it's been working for them. Look at City. Look at Arsenal. Look at.
But you don't.
Even
you don't,
Chelsea, bro. Like, it's only a matter of time before Chelsea spring back to life. But if we continue this way, we keep recycling the same.
You know, for every club, there's a time. Players. There's always a time where you need to chill and rebuild. Sometimes it happens for big teams, maybe a season or two. Even Real Madrid, the most successful club in recent years. Like, there was a time during Zizou's era, like his last season, he didn't win anything. They sat back. If you had told them that, oh, Florentino Perez, you need to go, they wouldn't have even.
But it wasn't as bad as them having to risk not making the Champions League.
Their league, you can't compare their league to ours. They are playing in it. I think, no disrespect, but I think the Premier League is more competitive than La Liga. Because La Liga, we all know, it's either Real Madrid wins or Barcelona wins. On rare cases, maybe Atletico Madrid will win once every 10 years.
Or Valencia.
Yeah, Valencia, they've not won in 20 years since Rafa Benitez won for them. So the league is not as competitive yet. So these things, I think Liverpool should just chill. In the markets, they should buy players. I think Jude Bellingham is most likely going to Liverpool. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah.
Jude Bellingham should not go to City. If he should go to City, they should just cancel the league. Because that's one
of the reasons I'm kind of glad that City are getting this ban. Because, like, I want them to get banned from Europe, stripped of points, Arsenal go and win the league.
I don't,
and Liverpool get to sign
for
the
third time.
Everyone
Mubarak,
will be happy, bro.
Mubarak, I don't want to be that type of champion.
You're starting to be arrogant now.
I want to win the Premier League.
Look at Arsenal. Look at Arsenal fan.
Yeah.
From struggling to
bro,
be in the top four
bro,
to now deciding how
bro,
you want to be champion. Bro, take what you have, man.
Listen to me, Mubarak.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a pandemic champion like some people. I don't want to win the league.
Pandemic champion, but we had the best run to
when there's nobody in the stadium,
ever.
Where there are no fans in the stadium. Where,
bro, that run to winning the Champions League was the best ever, wasn't it?
Champions League or the
Premier League? Sorry.
Oh, Premier League.
That was the best ever. Only one loss.
It was a little bit soulless. You didn't have fans in the stadium.
Soulless.
Yes, you cannot compare it to. Okay, imagine a packed.
But how was that our fault? Was it our fault that there was a pandemic in the world?
Okay.
Like, that was very, very difficult to do, to actually come back from that break and without fans to continue to grind out results, even though it seemed like we struggled a bit when the Premier League restarted, but we're able to still hold our own. We had like 20 points ahead of City, bro. That's not easy to do, bro.
That Liverpool team is an all-time great, like, when it comes to Premier League history.
Yeah.
I think they are in that conversation of all-time great. But still, I don't want to be a pandemic champion, man.
That's why I don't want Arsenal to win the league. Anyway, guys, we've come to the end of the show. As this last words before we go.
Yeah, yo, just stay safe. We know the current happenings in Nigeria right now, where people are finding it hard to live their daily lives based on restrictions, with cash, with fuel.
And,
I know it's
and
crazy
people,
right
people
now.
Stop being greedy. POS people stop being greedy.
Because of I know
people are selling money. People are selling money right now, bro.
The thing is that let me come in for them because I have one special person that operates a POS. So the thing is most of them.
This is a special person.
The person Sabi. So most of these POS attendants, they don't get the cash easily, so they have to go and buy it. If they don't buy it, because the banks are not releasing it for people like you and me, they release it to some certain section, which is bad. It is against the law. If you are doing this, if you work in the
so
bank
corrupt,
and you are selling cash, please stop. If you don't stop, I hope you get caught soon and you get arrested or something. So they sell it to these people. These people cannot, to make it available to me and you,
they have to sell it.
They have to sell it. So day to day can make a little profit. So this thing is not really their fault. The only people I'm really like not happy with it are the fuel attendants. They collect money from you before you buy fuel. After being in the queue for 5-6 hours.
Yeah.
I'm tired, man. I'm tired
it's
of
a rap,
saying
bro. It's a rap. I've been Mubarak and he's been
Abdulaziz.
And we are over.
Out.